This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will meet Joe Biden in Northern Ireland next week when the U.S. president flies in to take part in events to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Peace Accord. Sunak will greet Biden on Tuesday evening when Air Force One lands for what will be a closely watched visit to both sides of the Irish border at a time of heightened political uncertainty in Northern Ireland. North Korea's state news agency says there's been another test of what it describes as an underwater nuclear attack drone. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Korean Central News Agency said the drone was put into the sea off the country's east coast on the 4th of April. According to the agency, it traveled around for over 71 hours before detonating its warhead just outside a port also on the east coast. The first test of the underwater drone was reported by North Korea in late March. The news of the drone comes after consistent objections from Pyongyang over joint U.S. and South Korean and Japanese military exercises. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 30 children were reunited with their families in Ukraine this weekend after a long operation to bring them back home from Russia or Russia-occupied Crimea, where they'd been taken from areas occupied by Russian forces during the war. Mothers hugged sons and daughters as they crossed the border from Belarus into Ukraine on Friday after a complex rescue mission involving travel across four countries. Kyiv estimates nearly 19,500 children have been taken to Russia or Crimea since Moscow invaded Ukraine in February last year in what it condemns as illegal deportations. The Biden administration next week will begin testing faster asylum screenings for migrants caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, according to the Department of Homeland Security. VOA News. The U.S. military has sent a guided missile submarine to the Middle East amid tensions in the region. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Navy says a nuclear-powered submarine based in Georgia, capable of carrying 154 Tomahawk missiles, has passed through the Suez Canal and is joining the U.S. 5th Fleet, which patrols the Persian Gulf. The Navy rarely discusses its deployment of submarines, but this appears to mark a show of force toward Iran and others amid recent tensions. Last month, the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed forces in Syria after a rocket attack killed a U.S. contractor. And the U.S., U.K., and Israel have accused Iran of targeting oil tankers and commercial ships in recent years. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tens of thousands of Israelis joined protests on Saturday against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plans to tighten controls on the Supreme Court, despite heightened security worries after two deadly attacks a day earlier. Around Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, tens of thousands of worshippers were expected for evening prayers amid concerns over a possible repeat of nighttime police raids this week that were followed by rocket barrages into Israel and Israeli strikes into Gaza and southern Lebanon. Israelis were also on edge after a car ramming in Tel Aviv on Friday that killed an Italian man and wounded five other tourists. That came hours after a gun attack killed two Israeli sisters and wounded their mother near a settlement in the occupied West Bank. Electric car maker Tesla is cutting prices on all models for a third time this year. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Tesla is cutting prices on its entire electric vehicle model lineup for the third time this year. The biggest markdown, $5,000 per vehicle for Tesla's slower-selling, more expensive models, the Model S sedan and the big SUV, the Model X. It's apparently an effort to lure more buyers as interest rates creep up. And it comes as Tesla's first quarter sales grew 36%, but fell short of analysts' expectations. One analyst says the cuts are a sign of slowing demand for Tesla. Other analysts speculate that Tesla's cutting prices to take advantage of its profit margin per vehicle, which is larger than most automakers. I'm Rita Foley.
At least 74 people were killed in Nigeria's Benue State in two attacks by gunmen this week. This according to local officials and police on Saturday in the latest clashes in an area where violence between pastoralists and farmers is common. More on that story and everything we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.